Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jay Baer's here. Jay's the president and founder of Convince and Convert. He's the author of several New York Times best-selling books, including, I think the new one's called Talk Triggers. I know it's called Talk Triggers. I just think it's the new one. And that he co-authored, and it's all about turning prospects into customers and then keeping them. And he's one of our favorite folks in the Brain Trust. Jay, welcome back.
Mr. Jim, how are you, my friend? Nice to talk to you again. Happy holidays. Welcome,
yeah.
Everybody. Great to be here.
Good to have you back. So when you look out across, before we get anything specific necessarily right now, Jay, you're an awesome marketplace observer. You see where things have been, where they are, and where they're going. As you look out across the marketplace right now, give us a tour. Give us your best assessment of where you think the marketplace is in general right now. If you were, we're out here on Main Street. We're trying to make something happen. We're trying to break through. What do you see the lay of the land?
Yeah, I am very much old enough to have seen this entire evolution, Jim. I started off in radio and direct mail.
And got smart. Enough to get out of radio, obviously.
Yeah, got into the internet primarily. Look, the things that small businesses have used to attract customers over time are all having some challenges. Whether that is direct mail or local newspaper or local radio or certainly television, you know, a lot of these methods that have been proven over decades are having fundamental institutional challenges, either because the economics of that opportunity have changed, like in the newspaper business, consumer behavior has changed, like in the radio business, people are shifting more to podcasts in some cases. Obviously, we're seeing massive upheavals in television right now, and everybody moving to streaming and all the Disney Plus and the Peacock and the HBO Now and all this kind of stuff, and I think we're just scratching the surface of the craziness that's going to happen.
It's not just technology; it's demographic, isn't it?
100%.
It's both of those together. It's creating kind of a bomb cyclone in the marketplace, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, my kids aren't going to read a newspaper or even a magazine.
You know what, Jay? I know this makes me sound an official old fart, but more's the pity.
Yeah.
I think.
Oh, I know. Oh, I completely agree. I still read multiple printed newspapers every single day, but I am very much on the tail end of that demographic. And you know, look, small business owners out there, your customers today may not be people who are 18, 20, 25 years old, but those people will be your customers eventually. I don't care what business you're in.
The leading edge millennials are 40.
That's right. Yeah,
they're not amazing. They're not kids anymore.
People talk about millennials. Yeah. So true. People talk about millennials like they're 16. They're 40 years old.
That's right.
40 years old. So Gary Vaynerchuk's a fantastic author and speaker, thought leader.
Yep.
He has this line that I'll borrow here, Jim, which he says, you have to market in the era that you're in.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of us still get trapped in marketing in the era that we grew up in.
Well, so many of us are still in the marketplace are still 20th century thinkers.
That's right.
And you know, that's the thing. You know, as you have to realize that just because that's how you grew up. I mean, this is the hard. The problem is what we thought about in the 19th century, in the 20th century. Those were hundreds of year old paradigms. Whatever we thought of the 20th century, and that we didn't have to relearn a whole lot from our previous generation. That's all different now, isn't it? I call it the age of the customer.
And what has happened, of course, is as businesses have used radio, newspaper, magazine, television, et cetera, direct mail less, they have shifted their time and attention to the internet. Seems like a good idea. But of course, for your small business owners out there listening to the show today who have spent time and money on Google ads and things along those lines, the cost of those continues to go up because as more and more people decide to try a tactic to attract new customers, obviously the cost to execute on that tactic goes up. So I remember the days, and it wasn't that long ago in the big scheme of things, where you could buy ads on Google for 5 cents a click. Well, you can't get 5 cents a click anymore. Well, now, that's like saying that bread used to be a dime.
I remember people used to say we've gone from analog dollars to digital dimes, but today we've gone from analog dollars to digital dollars, haven't we?
Yeah, or maybe gone from analog dollars to digital $2.
Yeah, exactly.
In some cases.
So what is the breakthrough? What is the breakthrough thing that you've seen of all the things that are out there? You know, we've tried social. We've done social media. We've combined, you know, print and internet and radio and podcasts. We've done all the different things. What is the breakthrough thing that you see out there today that is something that the average business can do?
I think the big key today is to not necessarily change the message, but to change the messenger, Jim. The reality is that the game is rigged against the business owner now, certainly in social media, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter. They have all said by word and indeed that when businesses publish content under their business account, they typically receive some sort of algorithmic penalty such that if you publish something as a business, people aren't going to see as much of it.
Mm-hmm. So the
reality is the best way to communicate is to have people, real people, tell your story instead of you telling your story.
Earned media, what's called earned media.
That's it.
Right?
That's exactly it. And the reality is every single person listening to the show today has an army of potential marketers right under their nose. And we just tend to call them our employees and our customers. But what they really are is the potentially greatest marketing advantage you will ever have. You just have to unlock that advantage before your competition.
And those we call those influencers? Is that the term we would use for them?
Well, that's the term that I use a lot of times in the industry. We'll call them micro-influencers.
Because they're passive and aggressive and active influencers, right?
That's right. Yeah, and a lot of times when you say influencers or influencer marketing, people naturally think about the Kardashians or something, or let's get Brett Favre to endorse our plumbing company or what have you, and that's just sort of the natural way that the mind works.
You quoted Vaynerchuk a minute ago. You became a voice for him, an influencer for him. He didn't pay you anything to do that.
No.
So that's what we're talking about here. Regular people mentioning your name, that's the key. And the beautiful part about it, and you said it so well, small business owners have an embarrassment of riches of those things, and they're not mining them. And when we come back, I'm going to get you to help us make that happen. Folks, we're going to reveal to you, Jay is, this gold mine of earned media that you need to take advantage of after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.